Toys R Us, back from the dead, will reportedly open U.S. stores just in time for the holidays. By Matt Townsend and Joe Du for Bloomberg. Maybe American kids will only have to live through one Christmas without Toys R Us. About a year after shuttering U.S. operations, the remnant of the defunct toy chain is set to return this holiday season by opening up about a half dozen U.S. stores and an e-commerce site, according to people familiar with the matter. Richard Barry, a former Toys R Us executive who's now CEO of the new entity True Kids Incorporated, has been pitching his vision to reincarnate the chain to toy makers, including at an industry conference this week, said the People, who asked not to be identified because the plans aren't public. The stores are slated to be about 10,000 square feet, roughly a third of the size of the brand's big box outlets that closed last year, the People said. The locations will also have more experiences like play areas. The startup costs could be minimized with a consignment inventory model in which toy makers ship goods but don't get paid until consumers buy them, some of the People said. A spokesman for True Kids said the company wasn't ready to publicly share details on its U.S. strategy. It remains to be seen how much of a boost the retailer's comeback will provide the toy industry, including giants such as Hasbro and Mattel. The original Toys R Us, the only national toy chain, left a huge hole when it went under. It had been generating about $7 billion in sales a year in the U.S. through more than 700 locations, including the Babies R Us brand. Walmart, Target, and Amazon have swooped in to fill the void. They've all expanded toy assortments and marketing, including a printed toy catalog from Amazon. Other non-traditional chains jumped into the category, including grocery stores and Party City. There's also a question of how many toy makers will do business with the new Toys R Us after many lost money when the former company announced liquidation in March 2018, just months after filing for bankruptcy. MGA Entertainment, one of the best-performing toy makers in the world, is already on board to sell at the reimagined Toys R Us shops, said Chief Executive Officer Isaac Larian, who said he's been pitched the plan. His company's properties include Little Tykes, LOL Surprise, and Bratz Dolls. This market needs a self-standing toy store, that's for sure, Larian said in an interview. We will sell them inventory. During the chain's bankruptcy, lenders led by Solus Alternative Asset Management and Angelo Gordon took control of the company's assets. After results didn't improve, they opted to shutter operations in the U.S. Units in Australia and other regions also closed, with divisions in Asia and Canada acquired by new owners. This group tried to sell the intellectual property, but opted to keep it to garner a better return. As owners of the intellectual property, they've been collecting licensing and other fees from the units still operating and selling them private label goods. The lenders then formed True Kids with the goal of reviving the brand in the U.S. and other regions it exited. It has since hired several industry veterans and signed a deal to bring Toys R Us and Babies R Us back to Australia through a partner.